If you look at the trends, we see that the amount of attacks has gone down. It's not only about jihadist attacks, but also separatist attacks and left and right-wing extremism. But the jihadist attacks have gone down. Seven were committed during 2018 in the European Union with casualties, but less than in the past. And more attacks have been followed by law enforcement and intelligence service. Out of those seven, also to be clear, all of them were committed by people that were already in the European Union. Mm-hmm. So we have two security risks still, those foreign fighters that already have returned or will return in the future because of the situation in the conflict zone, and the radicalization in our countries itself for people that feel motivated or supported by the activities. At the same time, what we also say is that we see the risk of upcoming, especially right-wing extremism, as a reaction towards the situation in the European Union or into the world. So that's the picture that we are facing, and we are trying with increasing of protecting borders, increasing new regulation on travel, but also increasing activities of the cooperation with the United States and intelligence services to find an answer towards this issue.
What kind of tactics are you seeing these groups, these organizations or people that are engaged and involved in terrorist adopting? In the past, as you know, they were very focused on big, spectacular attacks. And then when the world caught up to that and began to focus on stopping them, they started to simplify them. And then it got to the point, well, you know, just pick up a rock or push someone off a building or something. What trends are you seeing now as far as terrorist groups go?
Well, we still see the willingness of terrorist organization to commit this kind of attacks, but it needs a lot of preparation and a lot of facilities also to be organized. So it has become more difficult for them because of, I think, also the measures that has been taken. So indeed, there is a call to do it at home, just by the way that you are able to do so, and there's not much needed, a knife or a car. We have seen this in the past. It's also much more difficult for law enforcement to react to. I think where we are focusing on is also, and one of the results of developing the European Terrorist Center is to also focus on the role of internet once again and the way radicalization takes place. I think we have a much more better understanding of the infrastructure, of the way that people are getting motivated, and also in that way I think it's more easy to react towards this, but still, as you say, there's not much needed to do something like this, and it's difficult to protect in any way or in all the ways our citizens for that kind of attack.
The groups, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, other groups that have been in the past very, very popular and in some cases very powerful, have you seen that are they maintaining their status, or have things changed significantly as far as the order of importance of these organizations?
Well, I think if you look at ISIS or Daesh or whatever you call it, I think they, because of the activity of the coalition forces, their physical caliphate has diminished more or less. We see the trend of a virtual caliphate, so we'll keep on trying to come towards supporters all over the world. What's the risk of moving the physical one into the more Asian part of the world? That's what we see. I think Al-Qaeda had always a different approach and is still powerful. Has been joined also in certain regions of the African continent. But in a different way, also in the way that they are looking towards the role of fighters, the role of women. We see some differences in there. But it's still a substantial organization, even more substantial than ISIS is because of the activities that have been taken for this. Okay. And with a more physical presence than ISIL has for the moment.
Will Van Gemmert, Deputy Executive Director of Europol. J.J. Green, WTOP News.